And Jim, of course, we're nearing the end of Australia's most talked about social experiment, and aren't people talking about it? Not always for the best reasons.
No, the season's just
Married at First Sight, of course. Please welcome one of the brides, Keri Knight.
Hello. What do you mean one of the brides? It's just from being your favourite down to one of, have I?
Oh, you are the favourite, Keri.
If you said it, I'll do it. Look, I was in Queensland. I was in your part of the world. I slid into your DMs. You have not replied. So it is what it is, Keri.
I'm a married woman, mate. What do you want me to do?
Oh, so you still are with your husband then?
Yes, I am.
That's a new record for giving stuff away. I think we're 20 seconds in.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'm happy to hang, but, you know, only if Johnny's out of the picture. So you're still saying Johnny's there?
I'm going to tell you, you're going to be hanging for a long time, bro, if you keep sliding into my DMs.
I mean, we can do it on the radio show. We just ran out of time last time. We had to wrap up the interview.
Keri, we are closing in on the end of Married at First Sight in its totality. Obviously, the show's been copping a little bit of slack for this season. How do you think it's gone?
It's such a hard question to answer. Hey, like, we've been trying not to look at socials too much in the comments because they're all pretty gnarly. But listen, judging from people coming up on the street and saying g'day, like, everyone's been really positive. I think there's been some controversial storylines. I think there's been some other storylines that just won't die. And so I could see where people's frustrations coming from. And to be honest, we were frustrated when we were in there. We were watching it unfold in front of us thinking, my God, this just won't go away. So yeah, I get it. But I think Married at First Sight, that's the beauty of it. It is a controversial show. And I think it's so popular because it just appeals to audiences, you know, that range from teenagers all the way through to, you know, my parents' age who are rooting for the love story. So, it's a social experiment. So it's always going to have that effect.
Keri, what storylines would you hope died? What ones did you hope were going to disappear,
like,
but
just
they didn't?
Bryce being on television? Yeah.
Every time I come on here, you guys bash Bryce and I get so uncomfortable. I think, listen, for Mel's sake, for Lisa's sake, I wish it was the girlfriend storyline would go away. And then the Beck and Bryce sort of banter, fight, back and forwards, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he apologised, and when she said not going to accept it, everyone collectively at the table just rolled their eyes like, come on, let's move forward. So yeah, I think probably the Bryce and the girlfriend story, I wish that would go away.
Keri, do you think, I mean, there's been at times where, like, you know, I mean, we've bashed Bryce and you just said it on the show and stuff, but at times I think his behaviour hasn't been acceptable, the way he's treated others, the way he's treated his wife. I mean, look, we part of us didn't want to talk about it, but there's that viral video yesterday of Jason, hanging out with Johnny, your partner, and stuff as well. And there were some of his comments, Nathan, I believe, were completely unacceptable for calling Liam 100% homosexual, as well as ugly and chubby. Do you think that there has been unacceptable behaviour from men that encourages, I guess, other men that are watching it to behave in a similar way? Like, it's not okay.
Yeah, mate. Like, obviously, how can I stand there and condone those comments? I'm never going to. What I was glad to see was that Jason came out and apologized, right? They weren't good and they did cause someone a lot of hurt. So I was glad to see that Jace put his hand up, took some responsibility and apologized yesterday. And I can assure you both as well, behind the scenes, Georgia and Johnny have absolutely done the same, albeit they did it privately. They did it months ago and they've gone to really like great lengths to mend fences and move forward in their friendships with Liam. So to the point where he was in Brizzy with us last week, we had an awesome dinner and a night out together. So that was a bit of a shame that wasn't mentioned yesterday. But, I mean, as well, it's been a hard lesson that a lot of us have had to learn from watching this, that, you know, saying nothing can be just as harmful as saying the words as well. So, you know, rest assured, everyone involved's learned from it. And
Keri, this is the thing. I mean, you said, they've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes to repair those relationships and say sorry. Yeah. But, I mean, when you're in the spotlight, is doing stuff behind the scenes enough?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good point. I want to remind you that back in when this happened, right, we weren't public figures and it was a really hard concept to wrap my head around. So this was back in November. Filming hadn't even finished yet. We weren't in the public eye. No one knew who we were. And so to add context to it, it was obviously you can see there's a lot of, you know, drink involved there, not condoning the behaviour at all. But again, it's been a hard lesson to learn. We are in the public eye. Recording things, putting them on social media is never a good idea, especially when alcohol is involved. And I tell you what, yeah, this has been a hard lesson for everyone involved, but they've certainly learnt from it and they're going to be better for it.
I mean, you're talking about, yeah, we're now, what are we now? April. So there is a long time between when you were doing that. And now, are there other things that, not even, not say you, because you're our favourite Kerry, but potentially.
Thank you.
Potentially, see, it. I'm back. I'm back, mate. I'm back with Kerry.
What happened this morning? Oh, my God. I wanted to talk to you. I was like, crap.
Okay, look, I was hurt, Kerry. I went up the sunny coast and you didn't want to hang out. And all I want to do was have a beer at the footy with you, Kerry.
Kerry, he gets over things very quickly, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. Mind the goldfish, mate. But are you worried potentially for other people that there are other things out there that may resurface?
Well, certainly. I mean, that's a risk going on to these shows. If you've got skeletons in the closet, and we've seen it for almost every contestant involved, they're going to surface, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you trust that for us, we trust that our storyline is so positive, and I hope that, you know, that the character that comes across through, you know, the TV screen. If we were there for so long, 3 months, right? You do get to know us well, and people blame an edit and whatnot, but you can't. I mean, that's, going on a reality show is always going to be a risk. But I tell you what, when we went on it, we trusted that we had enough good in us and enough character and all the rest of it. People are human. Like, we make mistakes and stuff out there, but yeah, hopefully you've seen the real us and, yeah, give us the benefit of the doubt. We're human too.
Well said. Thank you, Kerry. Kerry, before we do let you go, there is one question I did want to ask you in your personal opinion. Does Bryce have a secret girlfriend or not?
Listen, I said when I was there, and I still stand by it, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think Beck would invent this out of nowhere, right? She had so much detail. I don't see what the payoff or the benefit was for her to invent all of that. So, yeah, and I think you saw last night, there's some pretty damning evidence that came out. So, yes.
Kerry, this is why you're our favourite, mate.
Yeah, there's a bit of smoke here, isn't there, Kerry? Bit of smoke here, am I right?
We're so fanning that.
It is warm in here. It's not the Sunshine Coast, but it is hot. It's hot.
Trying to start something. All right, Kerry, we love you. Thanks so much for coming on.
You bloody troublemaker. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kerry.
Get out of here.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.